The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all across the country. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with my man, Mike Wilson. And a lot to talk about in the sports world. As we know, NHL playoffs in full throttle. NBA playoffs in full throttle, and there's some interesting matchups that we'll talk about with both of those. Obviously, Major League Baseball in full throttle, and obviously, never at a loss for time to talk about NFL football because the draft is right around the corner, literally. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. A little under the weather this week, but I'm doing great and looking forward to some Boston Celtic victory today and, other NBA action. So let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, it should be interesting to see how the Boston Celtics respond after the Milwaukee Bucks really took it to them the other night on Friday. They have to back it up, as we all know. It's 2-1 Boston, and nothing is a series until somebody wins on somebody's court. So we'll see if the Bucks can hold serve once again, and we'll get into that and obviously a bunch of other things. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We'll talk about that exciting no-hitter from the Oakland A's against the Boston Red Sox. So a lot to get into, and then obviously we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the NHL playoffs as well, because the Capitals are red hot all of a sudden. Anyways, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf will be back on the other side with our professor of sports, John Poulter. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
So 3-2 on Judge. And the pitch. Oh. Drill deep to left field. There it goes! See ya! A home run for Judge. 4-2 Yanks.
And you make a little mistake, and they will make you pay up and down the lineup. There's a shot down the line, up to the corner, and Mookie Betts once again starts a ball game with a big fly. The Red Sox lead it. Nothing.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We're always here 8 a.m. Pacific time until 10 a.m. Pacific time on Sundays. We love talking to you at 1-800-878-7529. Thank you, Scott, for the good highlights. Obviously, not what happened for the Boston Red Sox yesterday, as Sean Manea deserves unbelievable attention after throwing a no-hitter against the hottest team in baseball. And to talk about this and a whole lot more going on in Major League Baseball and the NHL hockey playoffs, too, is our good friend, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. Hope you are as well. And good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning as well.
All right, so let's start out with what happened on the diamond for Sean Manea and the Oakland Athletics when they got the no-hitter against Boston, first and foremost, but also just kind of shutting down a team that has been just so magnificent, at least so far in this early baseball season, John.
Well, there's no question the Red Sox have come out of the gate faster than any team that we can remember in recent history. Maybe the last team we saw that started like this might be the 84 Tigers, who I think were 35-5 in their first 40 games and just kind of cruised to the pennant and the World Series that year. Boston's 17-2 going into the game last night against the A's at the Coliseum. Sean Manea, a no-hitter, a couple of close calls in that game. As you know, I was traveling yesterday on my way home from the great state of Arizona. So when I got home, I was able to see about the last inning and a third maybe of that White Sox, or that Boston-Oakland game. And Manea, you know, he only gave up two walks. So it wasn't like it was a messy no-hitter, but there were a couple of close calls that could have gone either way. There was a pop fly in the middle innings that was going to say it was caught, because it looked like it was caught and then it was dropped. Perhaps a favorable scoring decision in terms of giving the shortstop an error on the play. And then perhaps the key play was in the eighth inning when Benintendi had a nice hit, what looked like a base hit, and eventually did get to first base, did touch the base, was initially ruled safe, but on further review was ruled to have stepped outside the base running line from home to first to avoid the tag and was called out. It was the third out of the inning, so it was over. So a couple of close calls. I guess Semien was the other guy that was kind of involved in this. He scored all three runs. He had two home runs, and he was the guy that had the error when he was going back from shortstop into center field to catch the pop fly I was mentioning. So kind of an interesting game, but as an American League East fan and a Toronto Blue Jays fan, always great to see the Boston Red Sox lose, and to have them stopped in their tracks like that did put a smile on my face, I got to tell you that.
Yeah, and your Toronto Blue Jays right now are four games back of Boston, which some might be surprised that the Yankees aren't pushing them yet. And ultimately, I think it is going to be a three-team race, Boston, Toronto, and New York, and we'll see how it all shakes up and maybe even get two wild cards from the same division. You never know what could happen. Minnesota is going to be a tough team, I think, all season long. Houston looks like they've figured things out. There's winners of five straight now and back in first place, and the Angels still playing pretty impressive there. So just out of curiosity, John, just a quick glance at the American League in general. Are you surprised at all at anything at this point in time or no?
Not really. It's sort of leveled out after the first week. It looked like a couple of teams that we didn't think were going to be there were going to be there. Maybe the Toronto Blue Jays might be the biggest surprise at 10-7. They got their hats handed to them yesterday by the Yankees in New York, so that's perhaps to be expected. I guess the Blue Jays today will try and split that series at 2-2. 13-7, the Yankees at 10-9, Toronto 2.5 games ahead of them, 7-3 in their last 10. Boston, everybody in that division has got to do whatever they can to keep Boston in their sights, but I think we all know that Boston isn't going to play 850 baseball for the whole of the season. So what the other teams have to do is play consistently, play between, you know, 550 and 575 baseball, keep their end of it up, and just wait for the Red Sox to come back to the pack, because let's face it, it's not realistic to play 850 baseball all season. You know, interestingly, that American League West, the top three teams, the Astros, the Angels, and the Mariners, and actually even Oakland at 10-11 in fourth place, all 6-4 in their last 10 games. So really absolutely no change in those standings over the last 10 games. So I think overall the American League pretty much shook out the way that we expected it to. Perhaps we didn't expect Boston to be quite this good, and we didn't expect the Yankees to be teetering around 500. But other than that, I think it's pretty much as we might have called it before the first pitch was thrown.
Yeah, good morning, John. This is Mike here. I got a couple questions for you. One with the Marlins. You know, there's this thought out there that the Marlins are tanking, and you know, Jeter is calling that delusional, like that mindset is delusional. And with the Oakland A's, there's a lot of talk about them moving possibly to Portland, you know, my neck of the woods where I'm born and raised and stuff, and everybody's kind of excited up there that may happen. What do you think the chances are of them moving of the A's moving to Portland?
Not heard too much about that up here. I have heard and read some of it when I've been reading U.S. publications and, of course, spending the last 3 weeks in the States. It would be an interesting move from the standpoint that it would certainly help the Giants, because I don't think the Bay Area has ever embraced the fact that two teams are there. I don't think we've ever seen both teams drawing well at the same time. It almost always seems as though the team that has been winning has drawn, and the team that has not been winning has not been drawing fans. So I think from splitting the baseball audience in San Francisco, Oakland, I think it would be very good. It would be hard for A's fans, I think, to all of a sudden become Giants fans. But, you know, maybe we had that situation in New York when the Yankees were all of a sudden the only team in New York for a couple of years until the Mets came along. All of a sudden we saw Dodger and Giant fans kind of swinging over. Moving to Portland would be an interesting spot, because other than the Trailblazers, Portland does not have a major league team in any sport. And Portland is one of the few cities in North America that is literally a one-sport town in terms of the Big Four. Been a Triple A team for a lot of years. I know that Portland has had a team in the Pacific Coast League for many, many years, on and off, and they've had minor league baseball there. You're from Portland, so you tell me what the situation is there in terms of a ballpark. I'm not aware of any ballpark that is actually major league ready. If the A's were to move, I assume they'd have to build a new facility. Is there a place in Portland where the A's could play if they were to move, Mike?
Yeah, they talk about a ballpark. Right now they're talking about putting a ballpark right next to where the Portland Trailblazers play in that area. There is a ballpark that the AAA team has played in right downtown for years. And so I don't think they're going to use that because they have transferred that to the MLS, the Portland Timbers soccer team. But yep. There is a lot of talk. Yeah, there is a lot of talk up there that the A's at some point, it looks like, could be moving to Portland. I don't know, you know, and I love the city that I'm from, but I don't know if Portland can support a Major League Baseball team. I mean, they support the Blazers. The Blazers have been there for 40 years, whatever it's been. And I don't know if there is support enough for that kind of team. And I mean, they talked about the NHL in Portland for years too, and I don't know if they can do that as well. So
yeah, that has been a discussion. But I guess the other thought is, would that take away any of the Seattle fan base, Mike? Because I would think anybody that lives in Portland that wants to see Major League Baseball, Seattle is probably their destination. Would that be a factor?
That's a good question, and we'll get to it on the other side, along with getting into the NHL playoff hockey, because that has been pretty interesting, as well as Washington Capitals have won 3 straight games. So it's been pretty crazy stuff. We're going to continue with our professor of sports on the other side, John Poulter. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Swing and a drive into right field. That ball is hit well to the track, to the wall. It's a grand slam for Leonis Martin.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Through center ice, Sean Corrali. Gardner closing the gap. Corrali throws on the brakes, off a skate, loose this way. It's Chara. He'll take it to the outside. Zdeno Chara scores! Top shelf. An opening provided by Frederick Anderson. And the Bruins' captain gets it done. They tie it.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We are hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We got done, or just talked to him a little bit about what's going on in Major League Baseball, and always so much to talk about and never enough time to get into it, as we all know. So now it's time to shift gears and talk a little hockey, as you could hear the clip there. And obviously, John, some interesting things happened on the ice on Saturday. The Capitals win another game in overtime. They've won three straight now. So they were unable to win at home. They were able to win on the road, and now they go back home and they're able to win there. The Lightning win the series against the Devils. They win that game 3-1 on Saturday. And then the Bruins go down to the Maple Leafs, and now the Maple Leafs have made this a series. The Bruins are up 3-2 in this series, but and the Capitals up 3-2 in that series. What a day, right? I mean, just unbelievable action, John, right?
Yeah, a lot of interesting games yesterday. And just before we get into hockey, one thing I do want to touch on that's very sad from a baseball standpoint. We didn't get a chance to talk about it in the last segment, but this horrible situation with White Sox pitcher Danny Farquhar, who had a brain aneurysm in the dugout on Friday night in stable but critical condition. I think everybody will agree that our prayers and thoughts are with him and his family at this point.
Absolutely, and thank you for mentioning that, John. I totally appreciate that. But let's get back to what's going on the ice right now. And, well, let's start with Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. And what has helped to turn this thing around for them?
Well, I think Alex Ovechkin probably might be part of the issue. I think goaltending for the Capitals might be part of the issue. And Columbus may be coming a little bit unwrapped. They played very well in the two games in Washington. The first game was an overtime decision. Second game was a one-goal game, so left town with two wins, but both by the tightest of margins. Then they fell in overtime at home and also fell in the second game at home, and all of a sudden Washington appeared to have got that momentum. But four out of the first five games, all won by the road team, it sort of makes you wonder just, you and I had a talk about this earlier this week about, is it home ice advantage or home ice disadvantage? And I think the road team has won 11 of the 18 games in the Eastern Conference playoffs so far this year. So clearly it's a home ice disadvantage. So that's a series, and the Pittsburgh-Philadelphia series is also the same thing. I think four out of the five games there have been won by the road team. So home ice, not the big advantage that it used to be. It's kind of odd because you play all season to get that extra game in hockey as you do in every other sport, and all of a sudden you find yourself behind the eight ball because you can't win at home. And when it's only a one-game difference out of a seven-game series, you're playing four at home and three on the road or the other way around, that one game that you lose at home could be the one that costs you your series and costs you your season. So I think these guys have got to get it together. It would never surprise me to see that Columbus-Washington series go seven games. I just think it's that unpredictable, quite frankly.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us talking NHL hockey playoffs right now. And since you mentioned the Penguins and the Flyers, let's move on to that a little bit, as Game 6 will be happening later on today on Sunday. As now it's 3-2, the Penguins on top of the Flyers, and the Flyers are playing at home. And like you said, those have been some really lopsided games, just very interesting as to how it's gone about. But Do you think the Flyers force a Game 7 back in Pittsburgh?
No, I don't think so. I just think that Pittsburgh, you know, it's kind of been a seesaw series. Only the one game, Game 5, on Friday night, which was 4-2, and I believe the fourth goal was an empty net goal. So, you know, you look at the other scores in that series, 7-0, 5-1, 5-1, and 5-0. Certainly nothing close in any of those games. I just think Pittsburgh has got way too much power, way too much depth for Philadelphia. I don't see that going seven games. I guess it's a possibility because that's been very unpredictable as well. But only one home win in that series as well, and Pittsburgh's on the road today. So I guess the law of averages in that series plus the talent level to me would indicate that Pittsburgh probably should wrap that up today.
And then the Predators and Avalanche also play, and the Predators are leading that series 3-2. Do they put the nail in the coffin for the Avalanche in Denver?
Yeah, I'd have to think so. If you'd have asked me 10 days ago, I would have said at the max that series goes five games, but obviously we're already into Game 6 with the potential of going to Game 7. I've been pleasantly surprised with the fight that the Avalanche has put up because, as you and I have talked a couple of times about the Nashville Predators, I know you're a big Vegas guy, but I still think that the Nashville Predators are the best team in the Western Conference, at least on paper and certainly in the regular season. So I'd be surprised if the Avalanche push it to seven games, but, you know, they've got that advantage of playing at home in that high altitude, which is a bit of an adjustment for a lot of teams. Colorado can get an early jump and get out of in front of Nashville. They have a chance to steal that game and go back to Nashville for Game 7. But I got to think Nashville's just a little too deep and a little too experienced for them at this point, Andy.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down as to what's going on in NHL playoff hockey right now. And, hey, since you mentioned the Vegas Knights, let's kind of go there for a second. They sweep the Kings out of the first round, and now they're kind of sitting back waiting for their next opponent. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Because we all know how momentum is. When you're playing well, I don't think you want to stop. So is this maybe a momentum killer for the Vegas Knights, yes or no?
No, I don't think so, because it's already decided that their next opponent is the San Jose Sharks. San Jose also had a four-game sweep in the first round, so both teams have been idle for the same length of time. Both teams will lose or keep any momentum that they had from those first-round sweeps, and I believe that series is scheduled to start on Thursday night. I think the last time I looked, it was tentative, but it was Thursday night. A lot of it, of course, depends on when some of these other series end, but that's the only series so far that's cemented in terms of both opponents. That should be a very good series. They played well throughout the season. I think Vegas won three of the four games between the two teams over the course of the season, but San Jose's been playing really well lately and took out Anaheim, which to me was a bit of a surprise in four games. I thought they had a chance to beat Anaheim. I didn't think it would be over that quickly, but both teams have had the same layoff, so I'm not really sure that any momentum's going to be lost there, Andy.
Hey, John, but with that being said, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the Vegas Knights were 150-1 or 200-1 or something along those lines to win it all. I mean, in all honesty, have we ever seen something like this in any sport?
The only parallel I can draw, and this is something that you don't follow a great deal because of where you live, but in the English Premier League in soccer, there's a team called Leicester City. And a couple of years ago, Leicester City, or I guess it's about 3 years ago now, Leicester City were very, very close to being relegated to the next lowest division. They barely hung on by the skin of their teeth, so going into a particular season, they were extremely long odds. I don't remember what it was, but it was something in that range of 150-1, and they led the Premier League from day one to day last and ended up winning the title. So that would be the only parallel that I can think of. I certainly can't think of a parallel in North American sports where a team so young, so new, has done as well as the Vegas Golden Knights have done.
Hey, John, as always, you know how much we appreciate your time. I'm glad I got to see you when you were out in Phoenix, and happy you're home, too. I mean, it's always good to be home, right?
Well, it's always good to be home. As I said to Scott when he called me to start the segment, all good things come to an end, and I'm back in reality now. I'm looking out the window. It's sunny but a little chilly, 51 degrees, but all good things come to an end, my friend.
John, as always, man, have a great day. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, guys. Talk next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports. We'll be right back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The Board of Governors approved the plan of expansion that will bring the National Hockey League franchise to Las Vegas, beginning with the 2017-18 season.
Able to work it ahead. And here's Nate Schmidt along with Neil. Neil sidesteps Edberg. Scores! James Neal! And the Knights have the lead!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Is led by as many as 19. Lillard with 21 points to lead all scorers. What a pass by Lillard here. The slam by Nurkic.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Welcome back in, everybody. We like to have a good time, as Mike Wilson knows. He is Mike Wilson, by the way. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Your thoughts, your opinions, people, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. I haven't thrown the number out there yet today, but it is 1-800-878-7529. Maybe I've thrown it out there once. I know I have not thrown out our Twitter handles. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And again, we're always live on Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. Pacific time until 10 a.m. Pacific time. I come back late night. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time, the Sports Overnight America program, where I do the weekend recap. And then obviously you can always check out the local show Monday through Friday in Phoenix, Arizona, NBCSports1060.com. That's also 9 a.m. Pacific time is when we get started there. But speaking of getting started, man, yesterday on Saturday, the 76ers take care of the Heat, 106-102. Very impressive the way that Ben Simmons is playing. Very impressive the way that Joel Embiid has added to this team, coming back in Game 3. The Trailblazers, literally, they got blazed, man. They got blazed by this New Orleans Pelican team who is playing absolutely fantastic basketball at this point. Anthony Davis goes off for 47 points. He has 11 rebounds and just controls this series big time. Playoff Rondo, Drew Holiday. I can't say enough about these guys. Mirotic, just unbelievable the way that the Pelicans have come out in the playoffs so far. The Rockets go down to the T-Wolves, 105-121. That is now an interesting series. We'll see how the Rockets respond to a loss. We'll see how the T-Wolves respond to a win. And then maybe one of the best series, or at least in my mind, I think this is going to be a long series. The Thunder go down to the Jazz, 115-102. What were your takeaways from yesterday, Mike Wilson?
Well, there's a lot to kind of digest there. But, you know, you grow up in Portland, and the Blazers are the team. I mean, that's who you kind of root for. And I can say for certain that everybody back home is just stunned, getting swept out of the first round. And it wasn't, you know, there's a lot of things that you could point to with Portland that they didn't do well. Now, I mean, there's a ton of stuff, but you got to call it what it is. And AD, Rondo, Holiday,
Mirotic.
Yeah. I was like, it's one of those Eastern names. Just balled out. I mean, come on. I mean, AD, you could put AD in the MVP conversation moving forward into next year. Rondo, I mean, come on. Those two Kentucky boys got something going right now, and Rondo is just directing traffic. He's calling out plays that Portland's running, and he's directing his guys, hey, guard here, switch this, you know. And it was just, you know, for Damian Lillard, he was facing, and I agree with him, he was facing layers of defense. It just wasn't one guy that he could get by. There were two and three guys coming at him at all times when he had the ball, and no one else stepped up. No, McCollum was really a non-factor, you know, and everybody else on that team just was a non-factor. Now you go to Utah. You and I talked earlier, you know, a few weeks ago. Utah, you don't want to play Utah. I mean, that's a dangerous team in Utah, and when they're at home, they're even more lethal. So, you know, I see that series going a long, long ways towards at least six, if not seven games. So, you know, there's a lot to digest here. And you know, San Antonio is going to be on vacation here in a few hours. So they got a lot more on their mind than trying to come back from 3-0.
Well, and obviously our hearts, our thoughts, yeah, and prayers are with Popovich and the family. He obviously lost his wife on Wednesday. So pretty difficult, pretty daunting task for those San Antonio Spurs to even go out there and play.
Let me ask you something real quick, Gord.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but.
Don't worry.
You know, the Houston-Minnesota series. What are your thoughts? I mean, after you watched Minnesota last night play, and they played such incredible ball last night, can they come and tie this series up at two with the number one seed. You know, what was Houston's problem last night? Is it something that Houston fans got to be worried about moving forward? I mean, is this going to be as easy as everybody thought?
To me, Houston's problem yesterday on Saturday was that they didn't have that 1-2 punch that they normally have. They had James Harden, who, look, man, I know it sounds good and everything, where he scores 29 points, he has 7 rebounds, he has 7 assists. So the stat line looks pretty good. But in today's game, I'm not that impressed with those numbers. And he didn't have anybody else that really, really played with him yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris Paul had 17 points. I believe Gordon had 15 for him off the bench. But there really wasn't that 1-2 punch that Houston usually has. Cocapella took a day off for some reason. You know, he had 7 points, 3 of 6 shooting, 27 minutes. So they didn't get the same type of productivity from guys that they normally do. And I think, you know, that was the issue. And let's give credit where credit's due. Minnesota came out to play. You know, they had Wiggins with 20. They had Teague with 23. Jimmy Buckets, like I said, Jimmy Butler has 28 points. They get the 17 points off the bench from D. Rose. And that was fantastic. Seeing D. Rose play well. Good. You know, but seeing him play well, it kind of gives me a good feeling, man. I'm sorry, but that guy had so many injuries throughout his career. And, you know, we're talking about a guy that was a former MVP, and, you know, he's hit rock bottom for the most part. So I really liked what I saw with Minnesota in general. You got a lot of good play out of a lot of people, and that's what it's going to take, man. Towns even got into the action. He's been struggling. You know, he's been struggling a little bit too. So ultimately, man, you got to go out there. You got to know what this means at this point in the season. You know, you need to win or you're going home. And I know you got 4 out of 7, but if you get yourself in some sort of a hole, it's really difficult to dig out of that hole, Mike. So, you know what? T-Wolves made a statement. We'll see if they can back it up. I believe they'll play again on Monday night, if I'm not mistaken. And we'll see. Look, you know, and that's also the question is, the Rockets got punched in the face, man. How do they respond to that now? Do guys come out and play with a sense of urgency? And I think that that's what it's all about. So, you know, the action that we saw on Saturday, I think the most interesting thing to me was the fact that Portland didn't show up for 4 straight games, which is pretty unbelievable. And the coming out party for Anthony Davis and the Pelicans in general. This is a young, up-and-coming team, and I think that this is going to be fun to watch over the next few years. And if I'm not mistaken, Anthony Davis came out and said, look, we're going to make some noise in the playoffs before they even started. So he was confident about this team, that they were ready to make a move, and you know what? Portland, they got it taken to them. What about the young Philadelphia 76ers, my friend, and their performance with them taking care of the Heat? Dwayne Wade was able to turn back the clock the other day, and don't give me – I'm not saying he had a bad game. He had 25 points again, but it just didn't seem as meaningful this time, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree with you that it didn't mean as meaningful. Let me add one thing to the Pelicans before we get to those Sixers.
Yeah.
Just think if they had Boogie. Just think if Boogie Cousins was there as well, just how much noise they could make. You know, I kind of go back and forth with Boogie a little bit, but you add another 7-footer to all that they got going there, and he's a legit scorer. So, you know, they could even be even more dangerous with Boogie. But the Sixers, I'm telling you, man, holy smokes, the Sixers, they come to play, they play physical, and I like the physical play. I mean, they're knocking some guys on the ground a little bit, no easy buckets, you know, and they're just impressive right now. And I'm talking about, you know, Embiid with his mask, whether he keeps it on or not. You know, and so they're fun to watch, and they're a team that, you know, moving into next year, you could make an argument that they could get to the finals out of the East.
And you could make an argument that LeBron James is going to join them on that journey next year. So you never know what happens
yes,
there.
Very, very good.
I want to point this out as well. I mean, you look at their starting lineup, Saric, Covington, Embiid, Simmons and Reddick, all those guys score double digits, man. Every single one of those guys scored double digits. J.J. Reddick led the way with 24. Simmons had 17, 10, and 13 rebounds, so he has another triple-double. Look, man, this team is growing right before our very own eyes. Let's be honest. They have a bunch of shooters. They have guys that are not afraid of the moment. They're embracing it, to be honest.
And I'm telling you right now, they got a future MVP of the league in Simmons.
Yes, or like, two.
Like,
or
no
two.
Doubt.
Or two, man.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Simmons is putting up triple-doubles like it's going out of style, just like, you know, Westbrook was doing. Simmons is really growing up in front of my eyes. What I'm seeing, he controls the game. He knows where he wants to go with the ball. He hasn't got himself in some really bad, you know, situations in terms of handling the ball, getting trapped in the corners and, you know, things of that sort. And he's impressive.
Hey, well, real quick question, just something that I noticed because Fultz didn't play at all yesterday. I'm wondering, I mean, look, you know how high they took this guy. We all know how high they took this guy. But the truth is I had my doubts about this kid coming out of Washington anyway. Mm-hmm. But he was injured. And do you think he has some sort of an impact before this thing is all said and done?
I think there's an impact, it's going to be very minimal. Like you said, he didn't play yesterday. That tells you a lot right there in terms of the coaching staff and what they think about his possible impact on the game. To me, the biggest pickup for the Sixers to help all this was Reddick. You know, Reddick to me was a huge pickup because he spreads the floor. He opens up the space in the middle because he can shoot the three.
I would say that there's three big ones for me. Obviously, it's Reddick, but it's also Bellinelli. Then it's also Iriasan Ilyasova, who I think picked both those
Good
guys
call.
Up in February or something like that. So,
yeah.
Look, man, they've surrounded themselves with a bunch of guys that can shoot the ball. They've got the big guy in Embiid who can obviously take you down low. He can take you outside too, by the way. Shoot three or four from three-point land in game three, man.
Absolutely.
So ultimately, they just have a really fun, exciting team. I'm excited to watch what this team can do, and we'll see if they get an opportunity to play the Cleveland Cavaliers, because we'll get into that in hour number two. They've got a tough, daunting task ahead of them, trailing the Indiana Pacers, man, 2-1. So a lot to get into. As you know, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And yes, always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause, Mike, and then we're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Philadelphia, a chance to go up double digits. They led by 11 in the first quarter. Embiid for three. Yes, sir! That is a big one, Joel Embiid.
Harris, he has the presence of mind to stop, find an open guy. Fultz. The air ball is taken by Torrey Craig.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Final segment of this hour here on the program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Obviously, we talked a little bit about what's going on in NHL hockey, a little bit of Major League Baseball, and to do that, we always got to thank our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. We love talking to him. Obviously, you can get at us in many different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then you can always check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, hour number one has flown by, brother. What's your takeaway from hour number one, man?
And takeaway is just there's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of excellent sports playoff series going on. I'm really interested to see what your thoughts are with the Cavs if they get down 3-1 and what do they have to do to avoid being down 3-1.
That's a great question. I mean, obviously, we'll get into that in hour number two. We'll also be talking a little bit about the Milwaukee Bucks, the Boston Celtics, who go at it. We know that the Golden State Warriors play the San Antonio Spurs. And then you have the Toronto Raptors and the Washington Wizards going at it. And like you said, Cleveland and Indiana, four great games today, to be honest with you, except for maybe Golden State and San Antonio. I do think that they'll sweep. But those other three are pretty good. And I think what is interesting so far anyway, at least to me, is that the playoffs have been a little bit more relevant this year. Not everybody sweeping all the way through and just pushing their muscle like the Cleveland Cavaliers last year in Golden State. A little bit more of a difficult task. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we'll be back with hour number two. That means hour number one in the books, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a manhunt continues after an overnight mass shooting at a Waffle House in Nashville, Tennessee, a police spokesman says,
keep your doors locked, keep your eyes open.
Spokesman Don Aaron says four people were killed, at least three others wounded, when a naked man opened fire at that eatery at about 3:30 a.m. A customer reportedly able to wrestle away the shooter's rifle. Aaron says,
our hero has an injury to his elbow and some other abrasions.
Aaron saying the manhunt continues for the 29-year-old suspect identified as Travis Reinking. ICE is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing in the Afghan capital of Kabul today that killed nearly 50 people. It happened at a voter registration center. Dozens of others were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540. 524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
As Mitt Romney hopes to replace outgoing U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch of Nevada, he's now going to have to face an opponent in a June primary election. That after Romney failed to win the required 60% of the vote at Saturday's state Republican convention. He'll now face Utah State Representative Mike Kennedy in a June 26th primary. Romney's still the favorite, though, to win the seat in that heavily Republican state. Former First Lady Barbara Bush laid to rest yesterday at a huge funeral held at a church in Houston. Her son Jeb Bush gets choked up as he discusses his mother.
We learn to strive to be genuine and authentic by the best role model in the world. Her authentic plastic pearls, her not culling her hair, by the way, she was beautiful till the day she died. Her hugging of an HIV/AIDS patient at a time when her own mother wouldn't do it.
First Lady Melania Trump attended that funeral. Mrs. Bush died on Tuesday. She was 92. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
About a dozen arrests were made, but no injuries were reported after neo-Nazis and counter-protesters clashed in a small Georgia town. Several dozen white supremacists led by the National Socialist Movement held that Saturday rally in Newman, about 35 miles southwest of Atlanta. The driver accused of purposely plowing down pedestrians in New York's Times Square about a year ago is due in court tomorrow. Richard Rojas has been held without bail. After prosecutors say the Bronx man deliberately drove his vehicle onto crowded sidewalks, killing a woman and injuring others, his defense lawyers say he has an untreated mental illness. Meanwhile, pedestrians were targeted Friday by a driver in the state of Washington, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A motorist in Bothell, Washington is accused of going on a hit-and-run spree targeting pedestrians. Two women were struck by the vehicle, but neither had life-threatening injuries. Police Captain Mike Johnson says the driver admitted trying to run down pedestrians.
He provided initial information that this was on purpose. We do not suspect impairment, and he's advising that this was an intentional act on his part.
The driver was arrested a few blocks away from that first accident. I'm Rick Vincent.
And the actor best known for playing Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies has died. Vern Troyer, dead at 49, according to his family. They say that he had depression and alcohol problems in recent years, but the cause of his death has not been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in, everybody. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to talk about in the sports world, whether it's the NBA playoffs, whether it's the NHL playoffs, whether it would be the NFL draft, which is coming up on Thursday, and then obviously Major League Baseball, brother. How you doing, man? How's it going, Mike?
Dude, I am so looking forward to the playoffs today and what Stevens has in store for your Fear the Deer Bucks. You know, and then the Toronto-Washington series, dude, it's getting a little physical out there in D.C., so that's going to be fun to watch as well. And then, you know, hey, you got Cleveland-Indiana. Indiana can take control big time if they come up with a win tonight. I mean, it's going to be fun, man.
I agree, man. Just so much fun with the NBA playoffs this year, because last year it stunk as the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors obviously just rode into the finals, and there wasn't much competitiveness going on. Let's be honest. So it's good to see this year a little bit of a different story. And you and I both thought it would be a little bit more competitive. And you know, then there are those teams like the Pelicans or the Golden State Warriors who have the opportunity to potentially go out there and sweep that series, like the Pelicans did. So you know, a couple of lopsided ones, but for the most part, a lot more competitive. A lot better basketball, and this is good stuff. We're excited. So a lot to get into in this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Let's talk sports. 1-800-878-7529. It's the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We'll be back, everybody.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attack. What a setup by the Brow.
So the chance of MVP have silenced. He has now tied the Raptor record for points with 51. He joins Vince Carter and Terrence Ross.
If anybody deserves to have the record, it's this guy.
DeRozan stands alone at the top of the record books. DeMar DeRozan with his 52 points.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. You can always check us out. We're live every Sunday, 8 a.m. Pacific time until 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can always check me out later. I do the late night sports overnight America weekend recap starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time. So always catch me doing that too. And then obviously the local show Monday through Friday, NBC Sports 1060.com in Phoenix, Arizona. 9 a.m. Pacific time is when we start that too. And I love DeMar DeRozan, man. I love that cat. And yep. I don't know if you happen to see what happened the other day after those guys won the game. He and Kyle Lowry kind of clowning on each other a little bit in their presser. Did you see that? Yes or no, Mike?
It was like, what are you complaining about? Like, you've scored 40 or whatever the deal was. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. It tells me that Toronto's loose. Like, they're having a little fun with this, and they're not so serious where it overtakes them, and just playing with the looseness that you got to play with in the playoffs at some point.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a good point. Now, it was weird because I was watching it like as it actually went down. I didn't see any repeats of it. So
see, I saw the repeats.
Okay, so you had already heard like everybody talking like, oh, these guys are so loose and this and that and the other. I'm sitting there watching it in real time and I'm like, does that dude have a bunch of animosity toward that guy? Or, like, what's up here? So I was watching it in real time, and I'm going, I didn't totally get it, okay? But then everybody's saying, oh, these guys are great friends and this and that and the other. And so it made more sense to me. And I guess if that's how you want to be loose, then that's cool. That's how you can go and be loose. Well, that's fine.
You know, when I saw it, like, I had no – I just kind of caught it off guard. I really wasn't watching too much, and then it came on, and I saw it, and I'm like, to me, I was like, the guys are loose. Like, I didn't hear anybody say, oh, they're loose and they're joking and everything like that. I just kind of caught it on a whim, just doing stuff around the house, and I thought it was great. I mean, I just think being the number one seed, sometimes you got to take the heat off of each other every once in a while, and create that looseness where you're like, okay, yeah, we're the number one seed. We're trying to take care of business. But it's still, at the end of the day, we're still just playing a game.
No, and they're,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I guess, look, man, they're good buddies. They're good friends. So this is the kind of stuff they do. So, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Anyways, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Let's jump out to the phones right now. Let's hook up with our good buddy, Mitch, in Santa Monica, California.
Probably
Mitch,
sitting on the pier.
What's on your mind, bro? You got the Dorf Man. You got Mike Wilson. It's obviously the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. What's on your mind, man?
As Andy would say, good morning, Andy and Mike.
Thank you, my man. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing fine. Listen, I didn't call to talk about the NBA or that, you know, the Blazers kind of like dropped it to the Pelicans or that the Warriors are going to sweep or that LeBron looks completely disinterested in what's going on out there. Or that I didn't call to talk about that the Bucks completely blew two games and should be destroying the Celtics if the Celtics are completely decimated. Nor did I talk about that the baseball season's going and we're 20 minutes in and the Brewers are tied for first. Or that the NHL is probably the best thing there is on TV. What I am really interested in, Andy, and this is all about you, my man, tell me what it was like Saturday night for your Arizona Rattlers getting their 299th win, and where are you going to be next Saturday night, and what kind of party is that going to be?
That's a great – hey, man, you are a guy that actually knows what's up, which is insane because – most people don't really follow the indoor football league, the Arizona Rattlers, who are like the kings of the class, man. It's amazing how good this organization has been for so long. Six-time champions of the Arena League, and just amazing. Yeah, you're right, man. Coach Guy is just incredible. Coach, general manager, from the top to the bottom, this is just a absolutely fantastic run organization, and truth be told, probably the best in Arizona, to be honest with you guys. But yeah, man, I'll absolutely be there. You know that. I go to pretty much every game. Mike usually comes, wasn't feeling well enough to make it out last night. But yeah, man, the Arizona Rattlers are pretty awesome. And do you follow the Arizona Rattlers there in California or what, man?
I listen, and I'm thinking about making a roadie next Saturday night if you got a ducket for me. I mean, you know, sit with the Dorf Man in the press box right there on the 50, or where? What would it be, like the 27? Is that the midfield? I don't know what it is. But tell me this.
Mitch, hold on, Mitch, hold on real quick. If you need a ticket, you don't even have to ask, brother, but I'm glad that you did, and absolutely, you have a ticket. You maybe even have a place to stay, for crying out loud, brother.
Let me answer me this, because this is what I've been trying to figure out. What is the difference? And I know this IFL, and then you got the Indoor Football League, you have the Arena Football League, and then the CFL. Tell me, what is the difference with all that, and why? What was the fraction? What's the history behind that, if you know, on why there are these three leagues that are off-season that really no one really knows about, that you guys jammed that place with over 13,000 last night, and it's killing it in Arizona. I'm not sure what the LA Kiss is doing in the AFL, you know, because actually we don't hear a darn thing about it. And again, I don't know if the Rattlers are carrying your papers or much, but you know, no one ever talks about indoor football.
Honestly, man, I am amazed at this conversation. You're blowing my mind, bro, because you're right, man. The public has no idea. And when people go and they check the game out, they're like, wow, this is actually a really fun, cool game. And yeah, you get hooked on it. And I'll tell you what, Mitch, the reason why the Arizona Rattlers do so well with what they do is because they do it better than anybody else, for crying out loud. I mean, look, what's the most amazing thing? Coach Guy has never won the Arena Bowl or the Indoor Bowl. He hasn't won it in Arizona. He's never done it. And they have that opportunity this year, Mike, where they could have the best record and they could wind up hosting this whole thing and having this party run through Arizona. And maybe that would help get a little bit more eyes on it. But you're right, Mitch. They kill it. It doesn't get a lot of pub in the papers. It doesn't get a lot of pub anywhere. We usually talk to Coach Guy or a player on the show once a week in Phoenix, Arizona, to get a little bit of exposure out there. But you're right, man. It's a fun game to watch. It's a fun game to go to. It's an incredible atmosphere.
It's a rock concert.
Yeah, it is. It's a rock concert. Mitch, how often do you go? Do you check them out?
I actually don't. I went a couple of times. It's a lot of fun, but to be honest, you know, it comes at a time of season where everything else is happening, and I just wasn't. It's just not in the forefront. I mean, you don't know really the players. It's not a big deal. You've got three different competing leagues, and do you think though that the Rattlers moving from the AFL to the IFL was going like from AAA ball to single A ball? I mean, they're not playing with the big boys anymore. They're playing with a little bit more of a minor league, that the IFL is inferior to the AFL. I know the AFL had problems where they thought they may have been closing up, and that's the reason why they changed. But they're playing with like the Green Bays and the Flints of the world as opposed to the LAs.
Yeah, the Green Bay Blizzard, that was who was in town last night at Talking Stick Resort Arena, and they took a beat down, by the way. I mean, look, you know what? Sometimes you have to make changes, Mitch, and you hit the nail right on the head once again. The Arena Football League was in a shambles. They didn't like the direction that things were going. So, absolutely, the Rattlers, who are pretty much – wherever they are, they just dominate, to be honest with you.
Win, man.
And ultimately, the competition, the field is a little bit different. The competition's a little bit different. The dynamic is a little bit different. So even though that they went from the Arena Football League to the Indoor Football League, Mitch, there was an adjustment period and there was an adjustment phase to this. So even though if you have superior talent, it doesn't always mean you're going to win. I mean, look, man, think about the Vegas Knights, honestly. And yeah. I know we got to take a quick break. So, can you hang with us during the break and we'll bring you on the other side, man?
Sure thing. I'll just ask for
all you. Right, folks, hold on, man. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it real quick. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf will hang with our good buddy Mitch in Santa Monica. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Now a breakaway. Nylander down the ice. He'll stop and center it. Kadri wasn't up on the play.
Nylander's out of gas. He couldn't break away.
But he's got it in front. Shooting. Scores! William Nylander! Game winner!
Durant, 21, 6 and 6, and a 3.
Oh, man. Just shot right over Bryn Forbes like he wasn't even there.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Thanks to Scott for the bevy of different highlights you just heard. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We're always live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time on Sundays. I come back late night. You can always catch me on the Sports Overnight Weekend Recap at 10 p.m. I love that show, man. I love all the people that call in that one. That's a wild show, everybody. And then obviously you can catch me out locally in Phoenix, Arizona, NBC Sports 1060.com for that one anywhere in the world. We start that one 9 a.m. Pacific time as well. So, all right, man, let's get back out to our good buddy Mitch in Santa Monica, who, by the way, bro, I love the curveball that you threw us today talking about indoor football, the Arizona Rattlers, arena football. I mean, dude, not a lot of people are going to do that. So ultimately, man, that shows me again, once again, Mitch is literally all over the map when it comes to sports. He doesn't just give us WWE, Mike. He gives us arena, indoor football, you name it. He'll give us some, obviously, major sports. What else is on your mind, man? I can't wait for the roller coaster that's going to happen right now. What else is on your mind, Mitch?
Well, you kind of gave me a nice setup for what I was about to go. How does a team win a world title or Stanley Cup championship 4 years ago, then not qualify for the playoffs, lose in the first round, not qualify for the playoffs, and then get swept in the first round by an expansion team? Are you kidding me, LA Kings? What in the world was that? That was totally unacceptable. And not only the Kings, but the Ducks get swept. I mean, both LA franchises get swept. I mean, it's unheard of. It's pathetic. And by the way, Kings hockey is awesome to go to. Hockey is almost as good. In fact, I would argue is it even better to go to than IFL. But when you go and get swept by an expansion team, please, congratulations, Vegas. I'm glad you got a professional sports franchise. But boy, oh boy, Kings really laid an egg on that one.
You know what, man? That's a great take from a guy being an LA sports fan, and I've been all over this Vegas Knights team from the beginning of the year. And Mitch, I'm gonna come up with something for you here, and I'm gonna say I didn't necessarily. I mean, I was part of the creation of what I'm gonna tell you right now, but I didn't have the punchline to this. But I'm gonna give you the punchline. How often does it happen that a knight takes out a king, especially four times in a row, maybe only in a game of chess? But the truth is, Look, the truth is that that's an amazing story. This Fleury guy's hot right now. He's been there before. They have a bunch of guys. They've got a bunch of quality players on that team, a bunch of quality experience in the playoffs. So I'm not as surprised as many, but if I'm not mistaken, again, I think it was like 150-1, maybe 200-1 to start the season out for those guys to win it all. And look at what's happening. I think it would be just an unbelievable story, and hopefully they can take out the San Jose Sharks.
It would be great. Are you kidding me? The Knights sweep California? I mean, come on now. That would be craziness.
Yeah.
And these are storied friends. These are Stanley Cup winning franchises. So, you know, good for them. I mean, you know, hey, truth be told, are they a real expansion franchise? Not really. You know, I mean, all the players are coming from outside the U.S., or most of the players come outside the U.S. anyway. So, you know what, you get a good stock, and you play the game, and it's a great game to watch. I mean, you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs right now are still the best thing on TV. The NBA has been kind of in and out, you know, games that should be good are blowouts, and games are blowouts, all of a sudden get a good game. But, God, I mean, there's nothing better than Stanley Cup playoff overtime hockey. I mean, that's gritty. Or if you're tied in the third and there's 10 minutes left, I mean, it is just fantastic to watch. And I have a question for you guys before you guys need to go on to something else. I brought up something in my opening remarks about LeBron. Do you guys think he's disinterested in these playoffs? Do you think he's checked out?
I don't think he's checked out. No way.
No, I don't.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Mike.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say it appears that sometimes he is. Like, you read his body language, Mitch, and it's just like he doesn't care. It's just like, I don't care what's going on right now. He does seem disinterested from a body language point of view, but I don't think mentally he's – he's checked out and all those kind of things. Go ahead, Dorf.
Well, what was it yesterday where he gives up the ball, he missed a shot, and he doesn't even hustle back on defense. He watches the play go. I'm like, LeBron James? I mean, that's your leader? That's really your Jerry West of the league? I mean, he's the guy that he's the emblem of the league right now. He's the greatest thing that's ever happened to the league since Michael Jordan, arguably. And he's just, looks like he's just out of it. He just wants to get out of Cleveland. I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry to hear that. But I think that's what he wants. He's like, you know what? I'm done. Tyronn Lue, you know what? They're not giving my five players. Kyrie Irving left. I've got nothing to replace him. And you know what? I'm going to take my talents to L.A.
Look, I think the guy's frustrated. I'll be honest with you. You know, I think that when you dominate the game the way that LeBron dominates the game and you get absolutely zero help, it's a pretty difficult, daunting task for him. And I mean, look, the other day he scores 46 of their 100 points. They win the game by three. That was a real cause for me to say, wow, this is not a good sign. This is not good. Where the hell is Kevin Love? Where the hell's J.R. Smith? I mean, what in the world happened to Tristan Thompson? That dude is not even playing. There's so many questions about what's going on there in Cleveland. And yes, man, it all leads to LeBron saying, adios, I'll see you later, man, because I don't want to deal with this crap anymore. And I hate to say it, I don't think L.A. is the destination, man. I think it could very, very possibly be Philadelphia. When you look at what they're doing, holy cow. I mean, just that is so fun to watch. The process, look, man,
is
for a
working.
Long time. No, but for a long time, everybody's like, look, screw the process. No, man. This process worked, okay? They figured out a way to compile all these great picks. They, like Mike said, I don't want to keep stealing people's thunder, but it's good stuff. Like Mike said, and I you just beat me to the punch on this. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons are both potential down the road guys that could be MVPs of this league. You know, just depending on Joel Embiid's health.
Times.
Yeah, and just depending on his health, whether or not that guy can stay on the floor. And Ben Simmons, man, the dude is a walking triple-double, a lot like my man Russell Westbrook at Oklahoma City. But, no, look, man, I don't think that LeBron goes to L.A., bro. I think he may wind up thinking about going to Philadelphia, Mitch.
Well, see, I think there. Who knows? I think LeBron may have his sights on other things. And by the way, what happened to their 17-point lead at halftime? on Friday night. And by the way, Kevin Love's three-pointer kept him in that game, only then to lose by two. I mean, my goodness gracious. I don't know. I think he might want to try something else. Come on to the different conference. Give it a shot. What kind of a story would it be to go to a – I mean, that's a Sixer team that's on the verge, basically, for him. Now he's ring shopping, you know. If you go to, like, the Lakers, who need some sort of guidance from and rebuild that franchise into dominance and greatness, that would show something. That would be something else instead of chasing rings. Going to Philadelphia could be chasing rings.
I think it would depend on who else goes to L.A. If he's going to go to L.A., I think Paul George else would have to go with him. He ain't going to do that by himself.
Well, and they may have enough money there for them to go after two stars like LeBron James, so that they could maximize that. But again, I don't necessarily see it happening. Him to L.A. I think Philly. I think there's Houston. Maybe even San Antonio. Mitch, I hear the music, man. It means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Appreciate your thoughts and your opinions, bro.
Hey, dude, enjoy next Saturday night. Rockets, hopefully they get the 300. And I don't know, how are you going to be able to do the show next Saturday, Sunday morning after that party?
Look, man, hit me up, bro. Let me know if you need a ticket. You can, and you got a place to stay as well. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, that crazy man, Mitch in Santa Monica. We love his thoughts and his opinions, man. They're just, that dude's all over the map when it comes to sports. Anyways, it's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Got a mismatch here, Hubie. James dancing with it. Got it in his left. Hurdle moving his feet well.
How about that?
LeBron James, folks.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It's incredible. Here's Ehlers back in the net. He'll play it to the line. Morrow scores! Bullseye!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. And obviously, thanks for that clip, Scott. Winnipeg, we appreciate it. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Thoughts and opinions? They're encouraged, everybody. They're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. We're always here live, 8 a.m. Pacific time till 10 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday mornings for your listening pleasure. We know you have choices, so hopefully you enjoy what you hear from us. If you don't, obviously, flip the dial. But truth be told is we want you to check us out, and we want you to give us a call. We like your thoughts. We like your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out that website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, let's get back into it. Let's talk some NBA action. We're going to kind of try to fit in as much as we possibly can. Obviously, we had a good call from Mitch, so we kind of got straight on different things, but now it's time to cram it in as best we can. And let's talk about what's going to happen as you and I we'll be going off the air today. The Celtics and the Bucks, they meet up for a big game four. The Bucks win game three impressively, very impressive. Giannis didn't have to play much of the fourth quarter, if I'm not mistaken. I think he sat the last 10 minutes or so. Probably a lot of Boston guys sat too, but that was for a completely different reason. It's because they were out of the game, whereas Milwaukee was winning by so much, and you might as well give those guys some rest. Middleton played fantastic once again. I'm beginning to like that guy more and more, to be honest with you. He's growing on me. Jabari Parker had a good game. Thon Maker had a good game. Your Celtics all struggled. Rozier didn't play as well. Obviously, Horford, Jaylen Brown, everybody struggled. And I think that this could be one of those series, Mike, where the home teams play really well at home, and then they struggle on the road because they're not like supposed to be those guys that are able to break through on the road. And I mean that, and I don't mean that in any disrespect. It's just that Kyrie Irving is your closer, not Terry Rozier or Jaylen Brown or Tatum. I mean, it's just that those guys aren't really ready for that spotlight yet, but yet they're being put in it, right?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Our closer is out. Hayward's been out the whole year. The two guys that we expected to be our closers, you know, take us to that next level kind of thing are out. And there's nothing that anybody can say other than, you know, what could have been for Boston. You know, as big as a Boston fan as I am, and I ride and die with my guys all year, every year, I'm a realist. Like, this team's not going to get us to the finals. The one thing that I do take solace in is that, and you and I talked about this off air a couple of times, is that their head coach, they probably have the best coach outside of Popovich and a few, maybe a couple other guys in Brad Stevens. He doesn't like to get embarrassed. And he's not, you know, I expect a fully a much better effort out of Boston today. But, you know, at the same time, I mean, Milwaukee's a, you know, 5-point, 6-point favorite going in today. And I would expect maybe the Bucks to win this in a close one. But I think you're right in terms of, you know, this could be whoever wins their home games is going to win. Whoever's at home is going to win. It just could be one of those series where you got home field advantage, home court advantage, and it just provides that extra something for you to perform well. Long term for the Celtics, I like all the experience that Jaylen, especially Tatum, Rozier, Morris has been, you know, everybody, you know, was a little skeptical of him coming in. And he's provided some toughness for him, some three-point shooting. So long-term, I think Boston's going to be okay. But it just, look, when you don't have Hayward and you don't have Kyrie, especially Kyrie being a big closer, big shot kind of guy, it just kills you. I mean, coming down the stretch and trying to take that next step. So we'll see what happens today. But I like you, I expect a much closer game. But for some reason, I just think the Bucks are going to win it in a close one.
I expect a great game. Giannis has to come out and play, and let's not have this be the last time that the Milwaukee Bucks play in that building. Because as we know, next year they'll be in a new building. So
all for that. I mean, that's okay with me. But I mean, you know.
Well, just in general, I just think that you go out there, you give it your best effort, and the Milwaukee Bucks have the firepower. They showed it on Friday night, so hopefully they go out there and get a victory, force a game five with it all knotted up, and then it becomes the best of three. And by the way, your guy Marcus Smart hopes that when he goes to get his thumb reevaluated on Tuesday, that he'll be cleared for contact. So that they may be getting somebody back that could help him. We'll see how it plays out. We don't have to talk about this much. There's just a couple things to mention here as I want to move on. Warriors and Spurs will go at it, and the Warriors are looking for the sweep. LaMarcus Aldridge is like a constant no-show in the playoffs. Kawhi Leonard, I don't know what happened there.
He's just a no-show in general.
Yeah, he's just a no-show, obviously. And with what happened to Greg Popovich, his wife passing away, I feel for these guys. It's got to be a real difficult task to even get out there and want to play, to be honest with you. So
yeah.
I expect the Warriors to get it done, and there's really not much to talk about with this series, Mike.
But, yeah, no, there isn't. I mean, this is going to be a sweep. And there's just too many other distractions going on, you know, for the Spurs to really focus in and make this anything of a series. But, you know, then you got Toronto and Washington, buddy. That's going to be I think this is going to be one of those surprise good series that we're going to get, because it's getting physical, it's getting personal. And I like that kind of stuff.
Well, and it looked like Beal and Wall were on the same page finally in game three.
Yeah,
so ultimately, you know, they went through a lot this season with those guys not playing on the floor. So getting back to working together and realizing that you're going to have to succumb to John Wall and let him be the facilitator more often than not. Beal's just got to get open. He's just got to get open, do your thing, create when you have that opportunity, and, you know your role. But ultimately, at the end of the year, one of these guys might have to go. And I think it may be Beal and not John Wall. He's just so electric in what he can do.
Well, I would take Beal in a heartbeat in Boston. Holy smokes. I mean, I would take that guy, because that guy can flat out shoot it. And you know, he's not Wall, but I mean, he's not a point guard either. So, he's a guy that's going to get you 20, man, just about every time out. So I would take Bradley Beal in a heartbeat.
No, I'm with you. I think Wizards, we'll see. We'll see if Toronto can get it and have this thing back in their favor with a 3-1 lead going back to Toronto. We'll see how that happens.
The North. Yeah.
We'll see how it happens. I want to talk about this with you. Cavaliers down to the Pacers, 2-1. Pacers got it done the other day. It got a little bit close, maybe for no reason. Cavaliers wound up going down 2-1. You were talking about LeBron not being interested at times throughout this series. I would say that today he's going to be pretty interested, Mike.
Yeah, you would think, you know, that LeBron, and, you know, everybody talks about his legacy and all that kind of stuff. But they also talk about the times where he just kind of he packs it in. You know, I mean, you can look back to the first time in Cleveland where, you know, Boston sent him packing, and he couldn't wait to rip that Cleveland jersey off walking out of the stadium. And then in Miami, you know, he kind of pulled the same thing. So you wonder, you know, as great of an athlete as he is and what he's meant to the league for the past 10 years, 12 years, his body language the last couple of games has just been it's been horrible. Because it does call into question whether he is that into this and that interested. But like you said with Mitch last segment, look, he's tired of this crap. He has younger guys but he doesn't have another, he doesn't have a plan A or a plan, I don't want to say a plan B like that, but A1, like a Kyrie that he can go to. Give me a bucket, dude. Like, take the pressure off of me a little bit and get me a bucket. There's nobody on the team like that he has.
Look, at the end of the day, this is what they got themselves into. So exactly. They don't have anybody to blame besides themselves for the cast of characters that they have to support LeBron James right now, other than themselves. So I don't give him a pass in that sense. But the truth is he's going to have to play just out of his mind. He's going to have to play a fantastic 40. Game. Yeah, I think 40 is a good number. I think they're going to have to figure out a way to slow down Victor Oladipo and the rest of the Indiana Pacers, who are playing really well, man. They have some advantages, and they have been able to take advantage of the interior lack of interior defense of Cleveland. And Cleveland struggled to score the ball, Mike.
And they are struggling to score, and they're struggling to keep anybody from scoring. And that's been their Achilles heel before the big trade and after the big trade, to keep anybody to get a stop. It's just going to be tough. And Indiana, they got momentum, man. And sometimes when you get one of these young teams that doesn't know any better, they get a hold of that momentum. It can take them to victory over teams that nobody thought that they could beat.
All right, real quickly, let's touch on the NFL draft, because that's will have come and gone or will be going and basically ending when we're on. It just takes forever. But by the way, that'll be next Thursday. Give me some thoughts, man. You're the football guy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be called the football guy, but it's going to be interesting for a few teams to see who maybe tries to trade up into that 5 spot, that 7 spot. Maybe even with Denver. Maybe Denver moves down because, you know, they have a quarterback, they say now. But that number 5 to 6, 7 spot is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting for our hometown Cardinals. What do they do? Are they going to have to trade up? Because I for some reason, Dorf, I don't think Lamar Jackson may be there at 15 for him. I think there's going to be a team that trades up, and knowing that Arizona has to – go after a quarterback, or knowing that they probably are interested in quarterback, may steal him. And you and I are both on the Lamar Jackson train for Arizona coming into this draft. And then with Rosen's stock seems to be, you know, sliding a little bit. So, you know, we'll see what happens with him. He could slide to Miami. Perfect. Get rid of Tannehill. I'm not a Tannehill guy at all. And then you got Josh Allen being rumored to be going number one. Do you take Allen over Darnold? Where does Saquon Barkley fit in? There's so many scenarios, Dorf, in this first like 12 to 15 picks. It's going to be fun to watch.
Giants have to take Chubb or Saquon Barkley. One of those two guys.
Chubb's a stud.
I just find it really interesting. Prior to, the past week or so, everyone was talking about franchise quarterbacks, this and that and the other. And now everybody's a little scared about quarterbacks. And, I think there's so much gamesmanship that's being played by so many different
misinformation.
Teams. Yeah, and it's just everybody's trying to get a little bit of an edge over somebody. And they're trying to figure out a way to maybe, figure out how to make you not want to select a guy so that he's there for them at a certain spot. So we'll see what happens. And I do think that trades could be a big part of this draft as well. And Lamar Jackson, I mean, look, man, I'm sorry. I love that kid. Baker Mayfield, I like him. I think there's he plays with a chip on his shoulder. Just some interesting stuff. Anyways, I know we got to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up like we always do, giving our final thoughts and opinions. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be back, everybody.
Comes it off for a first down. Rosen fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We're here to wrap it up. And you can always check us out live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Catch me late night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. The weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. And then the local show in Phoenix, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. on NBCSports1060.com. Anywhere in the world at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Mike, you're up, brother. Parting shot time.
Parting shot. Hey, you got to give it up for the UCLA gymnastics women's team, man. They took home the national title again last night. It's their 17th national championship. And for UCLA, it is their 115th national championship among all their sports in that athletic department. Great big ups to UCLA gymnastics.
Good stuff. Mine is for the NBA playoffs. Milwaukee Bucks, my hometown team, man. I grew up watching you guys. Can't wait to see you try and get another victory over the Boston Celtics and make it a best of three series. And hopefully we just keep watching good basketball as well as NHL playoff hockey too, man. I love it. Anyways, from Mike Wilson, John Poulter, who joined us in hour number one, Scott on the other side of the glass making everything possible, I would be the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Peace, everybody. Have a great day.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes
was our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.